Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Unc, it's on you, man. It's closing remarks. What you got for us?
Yeah, you know what? Let me encourage people today, because I want to empower everybody that's listening today. Here's an interesting piece of information that you have to embed in your thinking. Because you have the power of choice, you can actually decide. You can actually decide how you choose to live your life. And you can have a direct say-so in the outcome of your life. Life is not just you waking up and you playing the cards you dealt. Now, life has some of those. You're going to be dealt a blow sometimes. You're going to be dealt a disappointment. You're going to be dealt some grief. You're going to be dealt some setbacks. Those are the cards of life. But life is 10% what happens to you. It's 90% what you do about it. Everybody gets dealt these cards at one time or another, but everybody handles it differently. And the difference between successful people and non-successful people are the way you handle the cards you are dealt. And you have the power to decide how you do that. The best way to handle it is to have a positive outlook towards everything. And I know that sounds difficult and it's virtually impossible to maintain all the time, even for me. But for the most part, I maintain a positive outlook, a positive attitude. I say it on the radio sometime in the beginning. If you start with gratitude affects your attitude. Your attitude determines your altitude. I call it the three twos: gratitude, attitude, altitude. And that's the part that a lot of people miss. You think that you have to buy into a bad day. You really don't. And you can start with the way you think. First of all, here's the definite day killer. If you make the announcement, if you lay claim, I'm not a morning person, do you even understand what you've done? Can you understand the magnitude of that statement alone? I'm not a morning person. Well, that's kind of crazy to me, because seeing as how the goal is to wake up every morning, why would you not be a morning person? But you know how many people you've heard lay claim to that? And look at everybody you know that says, I'm not a morning person. It explains a lot about where you are. Listen to me. I love mornings. I love waking up. I really like being up before the sun's come up. I like to wake up and hear the birds praising God in the morning. Do you know that the birds have enough sense that when the sun is cracking the sky, they start chirping? They praising. They announcing a new day. Roosters crow. Birds chirp and sing because it's a new day. They're all grateful for it. Why would you not be? Stop saying negative things to start your day wrong. I got up on the wrong side of the bed. Okay, get back in it and put your feet on the other side. You get to determine that, man. You really, really do. Stop buying into something. Somebody talking about you that don't know you. Somebody posted something about you online that's not true. What does it really change unless you buy into it? I get stuff posted about me online all the time that's so far from true. But guess what? I quit reading that stuff, man. I quit letting people call me with it. Man, you all right? What you mean I'm all right? You see what they said? No, I didn't see what they said. Who is they? The internet. Boy, are you for real? You calling me to tell me what the internet said when the internet don't know me? Bruh, listen to me. You know what helps me a lot? Martin Luther King had a saying. Martin Luther King said, a man can't ride your back unless you bend over. I don't bend over. You're not riding my back. I give nobody the power of my life except God Almighty. He is the author and the architect of my being and my future. And I don't care what you say on the internet or the podcast. You are not the architect and author of my being or my future. You can't destroy me because you didn't make me. And I got news for you. You can't stop nothing God got for me. Do you know something, y'all? If God gives you something, there's nothing no man can do about it. And they better be careful. They need to be careful. Because if God has blessed you, if God meant for you to have it, and then you see a person coming along trying to take it from you, careful. Be very, very careful. People are not by themselves. People who love the Lord are not by themselves, man. They got a friend. They got a power greater than you or me. So be very careful when you start touching God's people. People that love God, people praying people, people that's anointed, people that God got on assignment, people that God got a plan for. I'm on assignment. I have an assignment I'm on. Now, you can knock me if you want to, but be very careful. Now, I'm not supposed to say anything to you. Every now and then, I get human, though. Every now and then, I'm just human. I ran up into somebody that said something real negative about me some one time. And I should have ignored it and played it off because God don't need my help. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. But when I saw him, I didn't see the Lord at that time. So I had to let God have it for you. Stay on the wall, y'all. Remember, you have a decision. The choice is yours. Those are my closing remarks.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.